My quest is to live by the rules of the game, and I do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My quest is to live the rules of the game, and I do. To live the rules of the game, first you have to know them. You have to know what the rules of the game are. And what are the rules of the game? The rules of the game that you and I play here on planet Earth, here in this life experience, are to be ourselves and to have fun. To be ourselves and have fun. Now, we have explained this quite thoroughly and quite consistently over the years, what it means to be ourselves and to have fun. And truly, this is a quest that everyone tries to do, that everyone wants to do, and everyone gets in trouble with following the rules when they think they're the rules of somebody else. When they think that they're the rules of society, they think they're the rules of the world. And when they think they're the rules of the world and the rules of society, then they're not being themselves and having fun. To be yourself, you do all things that make you happy. To be yourself, you do all things that lift up your spirit and make you feel absolutely magnificent. Now, to be on the quest to be yourself is a very wonderful and noble quest, because what is yourself? What is the highest and the best? What is the finest that you are? What is the quality that you are? And you see, when we seek that quality that we are, when we seek who and what we are not doing anything out in the world. We're not doing anything in the outer. We're doing everything from the inner. We're listening to that inner light, to that inner voice, to that inner wisdom, to that inner self that says, be yourself and have fun. Now, to be yourself means you know who you are. You know that you are divine. You know that you are created out of the infinite allness. You know that there is only one purpose for your experience in life. There's only one purpose for your experience in life at all. And that purpose, truly that purpose, is just to be yourself and to enjoy it. To be yourself and to have fun. How can we be ourselves and have fun? How can we be ourselves? How can we follow that quest to live the rules of the game if we constantly change the rules of the game and we constantly say that the game is something else? Now, all of us know that if we try to go through life living up to what other people expect of us, we live a very miserable life. If we go through life living up to what one person says or another person says or society says, or if we are Greeks or Romans, if we are Americans or if we are Italians or if we are South Americans or wherever we are from, whatever community, whatever attitudes we have and that we say are attitudes that guide our life, if we're trying to live up to all of those attitudes, we have an impossible task. As they say, when you're in Rome, do as the Romans do. In other words, your life must be lived according to where you are in your consciousness at any one point in time. Now, where are you in your consciousness now? Are you saying of yourself, I like me, I am a wonderful person, I like me, I do everything beautiful and good. I like me, I follow that inner light in me that tells me exactly what is the thing to do, which tells me the rules of the game, which tells me how to believe and how to live and how to enjoy all of life. Am I doing that? If I'm doing that, I can be sure that I'm on the right quest. I'm on the right program to live the rules of the game. Now, the rules of the game are, once you have chosen what you want to do, once you have chosen your purpose, your direction, your goal for yourself, then what you do is you live it. What you do, you live the rules of your life. You live the direction of your life. You live who and what you are. All of us would like to say we know who we are. We know what our goals are. And yet, we all have different religions that we say is the religion that we follow. We all have a different understanding of the divine, of God, that we follow. We all have different parents, different community, different way in which we live. And we think that that is correct. And then, as we study and learn and find out other things, we say, oh, hey, I like the way the Christians do it. I like the way the Muslims do it. I like the way the Hindus do it. I like the way other philosophies do it. Oh, yes, that's fantastic. That's glorious. Oh, that I'm going to change my point of view, and I'm going to be a Hindu. Well, that's all well and good. But what were you when you started out? What are the rules of the game for yourself? Hey, you don't want to be a Hindu. You don't want to be a Christian. You don't want to be anything except yourself. You want to be who you are. The rules of the game are who you are, not who somebody else is that you'd like to be or what some other philosophy is that you'd like to be, as noble and glorious as they may be. You want to be yourself, and you want to follow the rules that define who yourself is. Now, who is yourself? Who is you? Well, number one, you say, I like me. Yes, yes. You say, I like me, because when you do things that you like about you, then you are doing things that all the world will delight in, because they will say, yes, that's great. And if you're having fun in doing it, if it's the thrill and the enthusiasm and the joy of your life in doing it, you can be sure you're doing it well. Now, as people watch, as you watch how other people live their lives, you sometimes judge them and you say, they're not living their lives adequately, they're not living their life nobly, they're not living their life according to the calling that they really should have. They're not doing it well at all. And when you say that, then you are observing the other, and you are saying how the other lives their life, and you are saying that the other, in living their life, are not living their life according to its highest and best. And as long as we have that attitude in our mind at any point in our life, we're going downhill quick, very quick. We're going downhill, and there's no stopping us. There's no trees to grab onto to stop ourselves from sliding downhill. The only way we can ever live our life well is to live the rules of the game that we understand, that we know. And the rules of the game are to be your finest and your best. Listen to the divine within you that tells you how to live your life and what to do. To be happy in doing it. To have so much excitement and joy and harmony and peace in your life while you're living whatever it is you call your game of life. That you are fulfilled. You feel content. You do not aspire to be what anybody else is. You do not aspire to think what anyone else thinks. You do not aspire to live a pattern of life that anyone else lives. You do not do that. You only live what your heart tells you. And what your heart says to you is what is good and beautiful for you. My quest is to live the rules of the game. And the rules of the game are to be myself and to have fun. And that's the simple rules of the game. And if I follow that all the days of my life, to live by the rules of the game, to be myself and have fun, to listen within, to know that the guidance comes from within me to be me, I will always be right, and I will always be true, and I will always be good. No matter what others may want to judge me as, I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I am. And because I know, I am untouched by anything in the universe. I am untouched by anything in the world, and I know who I am. My quest is to live the rules of the game, and the rules of the game for all of us is be ourself and have fun. And what fun we have is the excitement, the joy, the thrill of living the rules, of following our heart, and unconditionally loving everyone in our universe, because they are our creation and all is our creation. My quest is to live the rules of the game of life, and I do. I live the rules of the game of life, and I feel content, and I feel happy, and I feel fulfilled, and I feel glorious, and I feel fabulous, because I am living the rules of the game of the life. I'm living the rules of the game of life, and I'm living it now. Join me. It's a rewarding experience, and once you get into living the rules of the game of life, once you get into this attitude, you find that life is beautiful, life is wonderful, life is fulfilling now, and there is no judgment. There is only joy and peace and being yourself. That's what it's all about. Join me. It's fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.